The message this morning for the 24th Sunday after Pentecost is from our Gospel reading. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. In the name of Jesus. When Jesus gives a parable, he often takes a life situation from every day and makes a point out of it. And the parable of the 10 virgins, however, is also about the mystery of heaven. And this makes it difficult for us to imagine. And not only that, but it is also about a Jewish wedding with its bridal party, where they use lamps and oil. And when you think about lamps and oil, it may sound as if this parable is no longer like an everyday life thing for us, but a distant time. For one, it is of the Jewish culture, but also the Jewish culture, a wedding in Jesus' time. And perhaps you also feel the same way about the return of Jesus Christ when he comes back again, when the bridegroom comes back. Maybe we feel the same way, that it is distant. But the return of the bridegroom, Jesus' return, we look at the signs that he's told us, and we look at them to be fulfilled, but he says that we don't know the hour, and we don't know the time in our parable. The truth is that we are all living the end times, and Jesus, the bridegroom, may return any time, but we do not know. When Jesus gives this parable, the point is this. The parable's point is the bridegroom's presence. So when Jesus talks about these 10 virgins being with him when he comes, he's speaking about them when he's there. When he shows up, that they're present in his presence to be at the wedding feast. Now, when we talk about being there and Jesus Christ present, this parable is not such a far thing or a far-fetched thought anymore for us, and we're not disconnected from the parable. In the parable, when the bridegroom arrives, and when he arrives, some are ready and some are not. And maybe for us, I want to put it in this modern setting. I want us to picture a classroom where a teacher has the reputation for surprise quizzes. And some students would be prepared daily, and they had homework done and notes reviewed, and they're ready for a test. And others, they're walking, barely on time, books forgotten at home. And when the teacher announces that he's going to have a pop quiz, or maybe when he announces that he'd collect homework or essays, then the panic sets in. And so in this parable, just as in a classroom where a professor or a teacher says pop quiz, there's readiness and there's neglect. And this is what Jesus is getting at with these virgins and these lamps and oil. And I think a classroom illustration is helpful, but the problem is it lacks the beauty and the relationship of a wedding feast. Here, we have 10 virgins at a bridal party, or as bridal parties, and they have the opportunity to welcome this bridegroom when he comes back. And maybe we can relate to this for a little bit, because maybe some of us have been part of a bridal party, or if we haven't, we have attended a wedding. Therefore, we know one thing or two about giving honor. But instead of a 21st century wedding, Jesus Christ, our Lord, speaks about a Jewish wedding, during his time, during this tradition when Jews handled marriage this way. First, when a couple decided to get married, they signed a marriage contract. And this was not just a formality for them, but it was as good as saying, we are married, but we're not just living together just yet. And after that, the groom would leave and head off, and he would build a home for his bride, and he's going to get this home ready, and this could take a while, sometimes up to a year. And during this time, the bride would prepare herself to be for married life and the eventual ceremony. What that means is the bridegroom's arrival was often unexpected, and it was frequently at night, kind of like an unexpected guest showing up at the door. So that everyone involved then were on their toes. They have to be ready at any moment. And when the bridegroom did show up, now it was a big deal. It was a big deal because it was like a parade with the bridal party to the bride's house. And then the bridal party, these 10 virgins would have these torches or lamps to light the way. And then the bridegroom and the bride and the whole party would then go together to the groom's place, the place he prepared, and then they're going to have the wedding feast. And this wedding feast wasn't just a quick dinner, but it was a full-on party for several days where there's food, celebrating, and dancing. So when we consider this parable of the 10 virgins, when we look at it through this cultural lens, this story takes a richer layer of meaning, that the virgin's lamp meant that they were prepared for the bridegroom's arrival. And as the bridegroom approaches, only those with lit lamps can join the bridal party and process. So imagine yourself part of this Jewish wedding, chosen with great honor to be among the bridal party. And now, add to it Matthew 25, which reminds us that even the most vigilant among us can become weary, sleepy, because we are the 10 virgins in this parable. We are entrusted with a duty to await the bridegroom's return. But like them also, we are susceptible to the lullabies and the rhythm of the world, where oils and lamps burn low and our eyes grow heavy with sleep. And it is an uncomfortable truth to recognize in ourselves, that we are often drowsy and we are the sleepy ones, and we're struggling to keep vigil. When you and I grow sleepy and weary, what do we think this sleepiness is? It's the complacency that creeps in, the distraction that makes us dull, and we are not alert. It is the mundane worries of this world and everyday life that lead us astray. For nowadays, in our days, many things can pull us away. That we can be glued to our phones, we can be busy with our business schedules already packed with work and school and other activities, and then we leave little room for scripture. And there's also our focus on buying things, seeking experiences, which makes us care less about being part of a bridal party and the honor to be present there, and the honor we receive when the bridegroom comes. But also what makes our sleepiness and and our drowsiness heart are a society, for we live in a society that doesn't stress the importance of going to church anymore. Some people wonder if the church has rules, and the rules don't matter. It is outdated in this world. Others can see how much church and its teaching fit with science and today's view of right or wrong. Personal goals are there also. Personal goals of wanting to have fun that get in our way, and also church membership. If someone doesn't feel welcome or connected to others in the church, they're even less likely to go. All these things add up. And when they add up, people are drowsy and sleepy. And in fact, so much so that sleeping in Sunday morning makes sense. In between our busy lives, filled with the distraction and the call by the bridegroom, the call for Christ's return, when we look at those two, there's a gap. A gap between a call and distraction. But that gap is not empty. Even when we're caught in the rush of and the noise of everyday life, even if we're lazy, there's hope and help. We have to stay awake and be prepared, the Bible says. But Jesus doesn't just say it. He says it with grace and mercy that God gives, which doesn't depend on our efforts, but it depends on the generous offer of our Lord. When we take a moment in our drowsiness, we are not left empty with our own devices. Our lamps are filled with oils of grace provided by the word and sacrament. And this oil is not earned, but it is a gift from the bridegroom, ensuring our readiness. And our part is not to manufacture this oil. We don't make it. It is a gift so that you and I can be ready. Therefore, when we're ready receiving this gift, we keep our lamps trimmed and our hearts sustained by the work of Jesus Christ, and we are filled with this oil of preparation and sustenance. That oil keeps our lamp bright and lit, with our hearts and minds prepared for the communion and to be present with the bridegroom. For what matters, again, is his presence. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. So we are to come to church to actively place ourselves in the presence of God's word, read and preached, and then to partake in the sacraments. And in these holy moments, our lamps are filled. So as members of the bridal party, our preparedness does not depend on our merit, but the work and righteousness of Christ. So we hold our lamp fueled by the faith Christ has granted us, and in the same breath, we acknowledge that we have a tendency to fall asleep. But when he comes, we will rise to meet him, not with hurried scramble, but with confidence that he has made us ready. Jesus Christ made you ready. In contrast to the foolish virgins, who serves as a warning for us, for they too had lamps, and they too awaited for the bridegroom. They too claimed him as Lord, but yet they did not cherish the oil with the same reverence. The oil they were gifted was not treasured, but they replaced it with replaceable commodities of this world. Their lamps for them was just a mere accessory or just a mere symbol. They have shifted their trust in the things of this world instead of the object of their faith, that is Jesus Christ. They shifted their trust in their own provision instead of trusting in what they needed most. And what they needed most is the arrival of the bridegroom, be present so that he can take them to the wedding feast. Our lesson from this parable is this then, that let us be watchful so that we do not drift in the same mistake of the five foolish virgins, for it is a human inclination to replace the indispensable oil of faith with false securities of this world, to rely on devices and provisions of this world instead of our Lord. The bridegroom invites us to trust in things that cannot be substituted, to have an insurance rooted in his presence. For what matters most is that Jesus present. So as we reflect upon this parable, may examine ourselves. Are we like the wise, with our trust placed securely in Jesus Christ, the object of our faith, who provides the oil without measure? Or have we become like the foolish, or lamps just became a showcase of our faith rather than a conviction ready for the eternal oil of grace, and thrown away self-reliance? So in the night, in the end, the midnight call will sound, and we will hear, "Behold, the bridegroom is here." May we be found with our faith firmly fixed on Christ, our lamps brightly burning of righteousness, ready to enter the wedding feast, not because we were vigilant with our own strength, but because the bridegroom is faithful and he lets us in. Because if we lose sight of this, we reject the forgiveness that he gives us. We reject the forgiveness of sins he offers. And when we do that, we belittle the Christ and his presence that is continually for us here every Sunday. But thanks be to God, grace is abundant. Each Sunday, we are welcomed here anew, and we are brought into the fold of the wise. We cannot make this our own work, for the bridegroom ensures that we are not left outside. So in the divine service, he bestows upon us the grace and gift of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation that will sustain us until midnight, or his return. In other words, as we gather here, we partake of his unending grace every week, and our foolishness is met with forgiveness. He comes to us here now and to prepare us so that our voice could be counted among the wise, so that we may see that Christ is the light, and he is the light of the world, and so we wait. We wait with joy and expectation for the day and the unknown hour when the door will be finally shut. And then when the door is finally shut, until then, we rest in his promise and in his presence. So we pray every day, Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.